Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist. I have enjoyed immensely those of you that are reaching out to me via email, and I encourage you to keep doing that. You can email me directly, lisa@nolatherapy.com, or you can go to my website, which is nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. There is a link to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play. There is a link to join my email list, which I encourage you to do. I do not inundate people with emails. Just every few months, something special, someone I want to promote, or something that will be helpful to you. I'd appreciate your support in joining my email list. And the motto of my show and purpose of being here is to change consciousness, one conversation at a time, which my guest today is doing. We will be with him in just a couple minutes. Please follow me on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook. I am at Nola Therapy. On Twitter, I'm at Tahir, LCSW. And I do have a YouTube channel where I post these podcasts and the occasional video talking to you about the astrological placement of Chiron, the wounded healer, so that you can uncover unconscious patterns that may cause you to sabotage yourself. It is the topic of a book I have coming out in 2020 discussing the psychoastrology of Chiron. So go to my YouTube channel, Nola Therapy, all one word, to learn more about that. And if you enjoy my podcast, I invite you to support my work through the crowdfunding campaign I have with Patreon. That website to learn more is at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. My guest today is Nicholas Haynes, and he is the creator of the Vitality Test. He's an entrepreneur, an international speaker, a strategist, an author of several books, and teacher utilizing they are water, wind, earth, fire, and metal. The Vitality Test helps you identify which of these energies are predominantly compose your own personality and way that you self-direct in your life, as well as the energies you have less of could present potential blind spots, which I want to ask Nicholas about in our time together. He has spoken in front of the United Nations, of many other places, and he's an ambassador of kindness, and his mission and goal and something really important to him is promoting more understanding, kindness, and forgiveness in our world. If you want to follow along online, his website is 5institute.com. Welcome, Nicholas.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Lisa. I've been looking forward to this.
Me too. How are you today in Nottingham, the United Kingdom, where it's nighttime for you?
Yes, I'm very well. I've just come out of Sherwood Forest robbing people of all their money.
Ah, that's funny. That's great. So where's a place to start with us after robbing in the forest?
Well, I think when we were originally kind of looking at this, one of the things we were talking about was just why it's so hard for us to be kind to ourselves or look after ourselves. Why if there's all this information about how to do it, why don't we do it effortlessly? What's going on there? So yes. I think that's an interesting, and we can weave in the energies into that and look at the blind spots and anything you want.
You know, I would love to pick up with, continue with what you just proposed. I know when you had sent me just a brief email saying, let's talk about, in light of how we are, in my words, indeed, self-care, you scroll up your screen without something popping up, a way to help yourself relax, meditate, learn how to promote something, how to heal. And I feel inundated by it. I feel overwhelmed. And it actually promotes within me the opposite of self-care and relaxation. I start to feel anxious and overwhelmed. And I wonder if other people have spoken to you about that, or if you've ever felt that yourself.
Yes, absolutely, for sure. I think if I was in practice as an acupuncturist for 35 years, and one of the key things that we had all going on was constantly trying to get people to look after themselves, be kind to themselves. And like you say, we're not short of information. And at the moment, well, recently we've been kind of absolutely bombarded with it. But it still doesn't often change some of the core things. Some of us are very good at it, but a lot of us,
talk about some ways that we can address this in our own lives to move through the struggle and into some more well-being and kindness for ourselves.
Absolutely. I think the first thing to do is to kind of really understand why that might be going on, why we would struggle. And then you can, because in a way, once you have that awareness as to why you might struggle, it creates more mindfulness about it, and you can start to make changes much easier. So I think one of the reasons that we tend to struggle with this is that we tend to be kind and look after the things that we value and the things that we notice.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of us, for various reasons, have slightly lower self-worth than would be ideal. So we're not quite valuing ourselves enough to make those changes to look after ourselves. And the other thing is, we don't really notice ourselves. We kind of take so much of who we are, our health, our robustness, our energy, all those things. We just take that for granted. In kind of the same way that we take the planet for granted. And we kind of, in a way, don't notice it. And that's why we do these terrible things to the planet. We're not kind to it in the slightest, because we take it for granted and we don't kind of just notice it's there, and we almost don't value it. So we're the same. We don't value ourselves as much, and we don't notice. So that's I think one of the core reasons why we don't do it. And the second reason why we don't do it, in order to be kind to yourself and have self-care, etc., often what we've got to do is we've got to go against our fundamental nature. We have to go against a trait or a component of us. And it's really sometimes really hard to go against who we are. In order to self-care, we have to go against who we are.
Can you say a little more about that? And as I'm appreciating it, going against, say, if we have developed habits that don't serve us, to change that? Is that what you mean?
No.
Somewhat?
Well,
okay. If you can share a little more.
Yeah, that could be it. But if you, what I think might be useful here would be to dip into the five energies and look at what happens with the vitality test. So if anyone's listening here, if you would like to find out your energy makeup, the energy blueprint that you were born with that decides so much of how you show up in the world and what you do in your relationships, you can just go to fiveinstitute.com. And it's there under called the Vitality Test. It's completely free. It's our gift for the world. We have hundreds and hundreds of people promoting it. We have thousands and thousands of people taking it. It's often a real eye-opener for people. So I'll just talk about the energies, and we'll kind of look at why each one of those might struggle.
Okay.
Would that be helpful?
Yes, I like that.
Okay. So the first energy we look at would be water energy, and every energy is related to a particular season and has a question that they constantly ask. So if you have a lot of water energy, which is related to winter, what you're doing is you're always thinking about the consequences, how things will play out, what will happen. And your big question is, am I safe and is it safe? So that's, in a way, your script that you're running all the time. So If, for example, when I go on holiday with my wife, who has a lot of water energy, arrive at a hotel, and the first thing is, okay, where's this? Where's the fire escape? Where's this? Where's that? I have a lot of wood energy, and I like my freedom and fun. And so I'll look for where the bar is in the restaurants, but she wouldn't know where the fire escape is. So
yes,
kind of, so it's in every way. And or if your parents split up when you were young, your response to that might be that you no longer felt safe. Mm-hmm. So you're always looking at safety and you're looking at the consequences of how things play out. So how does that create a problem for you in terms of you being kind and looking after yourself? Well, people with a lot of water energy will often, and we can have all five energies within us. We just have them all at varying degrees. Exactly. So we often have one or two that's slightly more dominant. So if you have a dominance of this water energy, so you'll often be thinking about the long-term consequence, say, of a situation or the planet, and you'll start to really do lots of things. You might stay up late at night. You might work really hard to try and save the planet. And while you're doing that and staying up late at night and working really hard, for example, to try and save the planet, are you actually being kind to yourself or looking after yourself? Possibly not. The other thing that water, if you have water energy, might happen is we often try and find the answer to this big question that we constantly ask. We sometimes try and find the answer by setting up these tests, a test that can go on for ages and ages or in the short term. So a test might be for someone with a lot of water energy of am I safe, is it safe, is they might do high-risk sports.
Mm.
Or they might push themselves really hard to see, am I safe? Have I got the reserves? Have I got the capacity to keep going? None of that is really compatible with having an early night, looking after yourself, being kind to yourself, and you're playing a different game.
Yes.
However, once you can be aware that you have this dominant water energy and your brilliance to the world is looking at consequences, and often you'll find historians have this energy because they love to look backwards and forwards, and or you're someone that's driven by a big purpose, like Tony Robbins. He has a lot of water energy. You can see the strong store. So he's all about purpose. But my God, he used to push himself.
Yes.
And he's very aware and self-developed, but still there's times in his life that he think, my God, you're testing your robustness. And he's got a big engine, that man.
He does. You can even hear in his voice sometime when he's been speaking too much, his voice starts to get raspy, and that really drive to help others, yet at the expense of his own, I think, health and well-being sometime. Yeah.
And for the bigger purpose that he wants to do in the world.
Yes.
So in order for someone with a lot of water energy to be kind and care for themselves, they've got to go against all that stuff.
Mm.
Should we look at another energy?
Yes. I'm like a sponge right now, Nicholas, soaking this up. It's so interesting and important to me. I sense listeners are feeling the same way. Yes. Keep going.
Okay. So the next energy we'll look at will be wood energy, and that's related to spring. And that's about things being new and fresh. And their big question is all about freedom. Am I free? Are we free? So they're all the time kind of looking for freedom. So they're the people you'll see and they'll say, oh, yeah, the most important thing in life is freedom. Whereas water energy types will say, I don't think so. The most important thing in life is safety and security. So I've written a book called The Art of Kind and Flowing Relationships, and it explores how these two energies can sometimes, well, how all the energies can sometimes have challenges within their interactions. But if in terms of our self-care and looking after ourselves, with wood energy, what can happen here is they can sometimes have this very driving, forceful nature. So an acorn absolutely knows it's going to be an oak tree. It will push through concrete to do it. So people with a lot of wood energy, when they have a plan, that they are unstoppable and they will do anything to make it happen. Does that involve them being kind to themselves all the time? No, because they have this, every energy has a lie, and the lie that the wood energy tells themselves is that the end justifies the means. They will do it whatever the cost, for whatever the reason.
And I wonder, Nicholas, if that's how you felt. You were an acupuncturist, with a successful private practice for 35 years, and with a waiting list of, and then you decided to make a shift.
Yes, absolutely. And I have a lot of earth energy. And when we come to that one, you can see how that can really struggle with I have a balance between earth, wood, and fire. But yeah, when I'm on a mission, when I've decided to do something and I've got a, because people with a lot of wood energy will have lots of ideas. And if you have lots of ideas, you kind of try to finish them all before the next idea comes along. And we're not great at finishing them, but we're very determined. So we'll spend all night long on this new idea to get it finished before the next one comes along, because that's who we are. Mm-hmm. And again, does that involve us always being kind to ourselves? No. To be kind to ourselves, we'd have to go against that drive and that push, and we'd have to not follow all our ideas. And well, how would that be for our freedom? Well, that's not going to feel good. So I think I'm going to ignore my health, and I'm going to push on through and follow on all my ideas. And I do like to be in control, they'll say. So
yes.
So one of the challenges with being in control and wanting to have your freedom is you don't want to be reliant upon anyone else, which kind of means you've got to do it all yourself. And if you're doing it all yourself, how much time have you got to look after yourself? Well, you haven't, because you're doing everything. So if you're running a business, you're doing everything in the business because you don't want to lose control or be in a situation where you suddenly had an idea and you couldn't do it because someone else was in charge of your website or this or that. So all of those start to really interrupt with our natural ability to be kind or look after ourselves. Does that make sense?
It does, very much. Yes. I'm thinking of different people as you've been talking, who I think my brother could have water energy. He used to do very high risk taking, double diamond snow skiing, where you're not even allowed to ski, diving with the Hell's Angels deeper than 200 feet, and having to decompress, ending up in a hyperbaric chamber, extreme mountain climbing in Europe, like really like dangerous things where you could die doing them. And thank God, now that he has two children and a wife, he is not doing those things. I used to worry for him. And then I have a dear friend, really successful, determined, freedom is so important to her, that I'm sensing the wood elements. I want to send them both your vitality test to see what they are. It's so interesting.
Yeah. And it's interesting. So with your brother, his purpose has changed.
Yes.
Remember I said with water energy, there is this thing about purpose. His purpose has switched. So he's not going to make a choice about, he's not going to start testing his safety and security and doing those risks. Richard Branson has a lot of water energy, and you'll see him all about sustainability stuff. And he's trying to all the time protect the safety of his brand. And then he'll go up in the air in a hot air balloon made of tin foil, made of right. aluminum foil. How crazy is that?
Well, exactly.
Water energy.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we look at, so with wood energy, yeah, they'll push themselves, they'll drive up, they'll do all sorts of things. And like I say, none of that is necessarily fits easy. You'd have to kind of go against who you are to sit there and look after yourself or stop. You'd have to go against yourself to stop and have a rest, which is very difficult.
And make a conscious decision to do that. As you said earlier, having this awareness now and choosing to interact differently with the world and with oneself.
Yeah. And it's those subtleties. So I know that if I try and control everything and do everything and have a freedom, whatever, that will be a cost. And I then have to ask myself, am I prepared to pay that cost? And wouldn't the ultimate freedom be to have good health?
Mm.
So you kind of, when we work with people, you can just get them just to see another side. What would be the ultimate freedom? Well, to be really healthy. And what would you need to do that? Well, I need to go to bed early. I need to rest. I need to eat well. That's the ultimate freedom. And the same with the ultimate, what's the ultimate safety? Well, to look after yourself and have your health. Should we look at this fire energy now?
Let's do it.
So fire energy is related to summer, and it's a hot, passionate energy. It's expansive. It moves outwards. It's just like all these energies are just like the elements that they exist with. So fire is hot, it's passionate, it's expansive, it moves outwards. Their big question is, am I loved and am I appreciated for who I really am?
Wow.
So you think to yourself, well, how does that go? How does that play out with this self-care and kindness issue? Well, they're passionate, they're expansive, and they say yes to everything. So what happens with our time? Well, that kind of disappears a bit. And we don't kind of have time to do the meditation. We're too busy doing all the things we've said yes to. And we're very excited about things. So why could we possibly sit still and meditate when we've got this new, we've got something exciting to do? And with fire energy, they're very, very in the moment. And in the moment, you can get carried away and forget to eat, to do this, to do all the things that would involve around self-care. And there's a certain kind of almost a kind of joke within each of the energies. So the fire energy is all about love and all about appreciation and being loved, appreciation, being valued, et cetera, et cetera. But their challenge is that they don't actually naturally do that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to kind of, they're very positive people, very optimistic people, but their ability to truly love and appreciate themselves, they're almost can almost be blind to it unless you learn that that's what you need to do. And there are some really great ways to do that. So remember, you know, we said right at the beginning, we don't really are kind and look after to the, we don't really look after and be kind to the things that we don't value. Well, if you have a lot of fire energy, you cannot value yourself in the same way. Which is a joke, because actually everybody, I mean, Lisa, do you mind me saying your vitality?
No, I was just going to say something too, please.
Yeah, because I know that you've got a good amount of fire energy in your profile, Vitality Test profile.
Yes, I was just laughing inwardly. Go on, and then I'll share.
And so what happens is people instantly warm to you. They feel that you've instant. They've known. I feel like I've known you forever. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time we've spoken. So you're warm. You're enthusiastic. You're funny. There's all that stuff going, and that's all your fire energy. And while you're doing this and your podcast and all your different things, does that create the space for you to, so we all love you, but the question is, how much do you love yourself compared to
the others?
Or that might be a lifelong work that you need to do.
It is. You know, and to add this, I've been thinking as you're speaking, my book is about Chiron and core wound, and kind of the work is around loving and approving oneself. And I'm thinking of that with this fire energy and having so much of it in my own personality that I am passionate. I'm in fact a glass artist. So I work with fire literally and molten glass that is 2,500 degrees and love it. And I also have a foundation called the Yes Foundation, which is to help people in wheelchairs blow and cast glass from their wheelchair. So I am big on saying yes to things, you know, really, like being in the energy of in the moment, in the present moment. And yet sometime I know I've had to work on approving of myself, regardless of what anyone says, me really deeply loving who I am and not being so performance based. So everything you're saying is really resonating with what I've been working on personally and in my book that I'm putting out.
Yeah, and I think that's a really, really important thing that you've said is that often our challenge is our gift, isn't it? We know lots of people say that, but it's
you say that in your work it, as well. Yeah,
and so we're often, if you look at someone's energy, you can see what they're trying to struggle with themselves or what matters to them, and that's their gift and what it is that you do for other people. Fire energy, fire by its very nature will, like I say, will want to expand and has the possibility to burn out.
Without caring for oneself.
So that's, it's why it's such an important one. Let's face it, it's important for every energy. If we're going to make the big difference we need to make in this world.
Absolutely.
Really important. And fire, if you're a fire energy, you're very passionate and you create a movement that people will want to follow you, and you can enthuse people, you're optimistic. So it's a really important energy to keep really tight, to keep, not let it expand too much, to learn how to say no to work out what it is that is your bigger purpose that you can say yes to in order to say no to all the other things.
Absolutely. And channeling it, I hear you say too, like kind of harnessing it in more specific directions.
Yeah. You need to be, fire energy is its most powerful when it's like a laser beam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should we look at this, look at earth energy?
Sure. Before we move to earth energy, would you mind if we do our quick word to my sponsor? And then I'll be right back with you, Nicholas.
Sounds good.
Wonderful. So to you, my listeners, there is a lot of focus on diet and exercise, our physical health and physical appearance. Equally important, which we don't often think of, is our digestive health, and specifically balancing the microflora in our gut system. That is important because our diet of sugary foods, alcohol, processed foods, fast foods can cause inflammation, bloating, irritable bowel syndrome, and lethargy. So we need the presence of polyphenols to balance out our gut chemistry instead of having too many what are called Firmicutes, which are gut bugs that cause sluggishness and cause us to bloat and not feel our energy and not feel our vitality even. So what do we do about this? ATP Science is a company that has been around to give us really good nutritionally based products that are heavily researched. And they have the answer to balancing microflora in our gut with their product called Gut Right. It is vegan, it is family friendly for all ages. And as my listener, ATP Science is offering you a 20% discount on this product and free shipping to the first 100 orders. You can learn more about this online. Go to atpscience.com/getgutright and use coupon code, it's all capital letters, ATT for all things therapy. And thank you for that. Okay, Nicholas, back to the five Chinese energies and talking about earth energy.
Yeah.
Which I also have a lot of, according to your test.
Yeah, very true. Can I just big it up for ATP Science?
Please.
Their stuff is really good. Like I said, I've been in health for years and years, and there are certain companies that produce some really top quality stuff. And like you say, the whole gut thing is vital. And as you'll see when we look at the earth energy. So I'm just going to do another quick big it up for those guys. They do a really good job.
Yeah, I love them being my sponsor. They have such quality products.
Absolutely. 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 So well done on having them as sponsors.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Top quality. let's look at earth energy.
Yeah.
So this is the other one of your energies and myself as well. And
okay.
So earth energy, it's related to late summer. And in late summer, that's the kind of those lazy, hazy days where everything starts to kind of slow down and there's a stillness. There's a kind of more still, solid feel to it compared to the heat and passion of summer and all that fire energy. So it's a much slower energy, a stiller energy. And their big question, if a lot of earth energy, your big question you'll be running with is, do I understand and am I understood? What's going on and share that with the world. That's your earth energy coming out.
Yes.
And the healer.
And me as well.
Earth energy, you can also have this quality of you want to bring things together. So you might want to bring a family together, a group together, a community together. You might bring two things together that might not normally fit. So sometimes you'll see people being incredibly creative, they'll put together. So I put together Chinese health, ancient Chinese wisdom in terms of health. And I go into the United Nations and different places and talk about cultures and how do we change the world by looking at it from an energy point of view. And
that's people so say, cool.
Where do you get it from? Nothing is written about this in the health stuff. And it's ability to put things together in a way that people wouldn't normally do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my earth energy, and yours is the same. You put people together and bring an understanding with your work. It's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
So what's the challenge if you've got this earth energy? Well, there's a number of ones. The first one is, out of all the energies, it's probably the one that's the most natural, one that would move into service to look after other people. Every energy could be a healer. They just do it in different ways. But someone with a lot of earth energy will do it in a very specific way. Every energy has an emotion to it. And the emotion for earth energy is like empathy or sympathy. That's the place that you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So you're naturally falling into this place of empathy and sympathy, bringing people together. You want people to be understood. You want people to be listened to. Now, what happens when that goes on is your time is stolen, or your time goes. So you'll have an endless, with earth energy, you'll have an endless amount of time to listen to people, to look after them, to nurture them. And all of a sudden, the time that you were going to have to eat, or the time that you were going to have to go to the gym, or the time you're going to have to sit and read a book or do whatever it is that you do to nurture yourself, is just gone. Because someone else had it. And we gave it away willingly.
Right, right.
Because that's who we are. And we also have an energy about us that there's a sense that there is all the time in the world. Oh, they're great. They're so understanding. They're just so, you just create this place where there's all the time in the world. And so people feel that and they take it. But then you're left with less for you.
Yes, yes. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Have you seen that happening with yourself? And
I have. Mm. Yes. You phrase it so well. Yeah.
As healers, but even if you're a mum, or if you're working in a business or whatever you do, these energies play out in exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that goes on, why we would struggle to do this, is with this desire to understand and be understood. If we're struggling to understand, it creates a high level of stress in us, or anyone with a lot of earth energy. You feel highly stressed if you don't understand what goes on. So Princess Diana had an enormous amount of earth energy. Mm-hmm. So the way that she brought up the young princes, she wanted them to have a proper family. She wanted to be a nurturer, to look after them, be there for them, to have stability, for them to be listened, to be understood. In that early work, when HIV and AIDS appeared in the world, and we didn't really know what it was, and people were very frightened, she held people. She went to different places. She fundamentally had that desire to nurture and to make people feel understood. But what happened with her marriage was she couldn't understand why Prince Charles did what he did. She couldn't understand when they were engaged, and the interviewer said, "Are you in love?" And she went, "Of course." And he said, "What's love?"
Mm.
And she said, "I couldn't." You could see her face going into total confusion. "I don't understand this. I'm about to marry this man who we're in love. And I don't." And he says, "What's love? That wasn't the right. I don't get it." You could see her face literally shift. And what happened when, as she really struggled with it all, to understand what was going on with the marriage and et cetera, as it was starting to fall apart, she did a classic thing that people with a lot of earth energy do, is there starts to be some disturbance in their digestive system.
Ah.
So you might have tummy ache or irritable bowel or churned up, or you might feel sick or nauseous, or you feel like you can't eat, or you feel like you have to eat. So sometimes overeating, particularly foods that would, the energy used to digest your thoughts and digest what's going on is the same energy that you use to digest your food. So digesting thoughts and digesting food, it's the same energy. So if I could have dairy or cakes or biscuits or stuff, that would be great, because that would stop me thinking. Mm-hmm. So suddenly that self-care of eating the foods that you know are good for you goes out the window, because somehow you've got to try and stop this uncomfortable thing of not knowing or understanding, this churning inside.
you talk about this in your work, and as far as eating for comfort, this energy, eating for comfort and self-care and soothing. Yes. And there are times when I found myself turning to that and having to make a real effort to use my other self-care modalities like meditation or walking or connecting with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. And every, there's, we can't go, there's always a way around. There is always a way around this, that you don't have to go down the route that isn't good for you. There's another, there's other ways around. And that's why I love people at ATP Science and those things, because if you have a lot of earth energy and you can keep really, really good gut bacteria, then that helps you process things on two levels. Process things in terms of your food, but also process things in terms of your thinking, which is why the gut bacteria create such clear-headed thinking. And if you've got a lot of earth energy, you want to be maximizing your working out ability and not numbing it down, which is, I often would give people a lot of these bacteria if they were struggling to look after themselves or were struggling to think clearly. That makes sense?
Yeah, very much so.
So should we look at the last energy now?
Yes, metal.
Metal energy. So metal energy is related to autumn, that season. And in the end of things, they get things finished. And they are, tend to be, well, no, they are, let's face it, they're perfectionists. They like things of good value and of really high quality. So they're perfectionists and they like to get things done. So if you're a perfectionist and you have to get something done, what's going to happen again in terms of your self-care and kindness? Well, that's going to go out the window, because while you're getting things done to an incredibly high standard, that means you can't be looking after yourself because there's only so much time.
Right.
They're also not great judges as to whether something is perfect or not enough, because they're always fine, because they're looking for what's missing and what isn't right. So whatever they're doing, they're finding what's missing and what isn't right, which is why they're perfectionists.
Yes.
And it's why
so it might never be good enough. Might that be one of the things they experience?
Never quite good enough. If I could just do this little bit, it'll be, and I might just stay up in the night and just get this little bit done because I can see this bit's missing and it could just be this bit more perfect.
I wonder if a lot of craftsmen and craftswomen have this energy, especially I'm thinking carpentry, which does have to be pretty much perfect for things to actually fit together.
Yeah, you'll often see that with metal energy, they love to measure. They love to know what's there. Isn't so high levels of measurements and skills, and engineers will have it
working.
It's that precision that they will have, that high quality
to
it.
That makes sense.
And then imagine if you put with that two energies together, you had that metal energy of precision and high quality and things, and then you had an imagination that kept on creating things. You put those two energies together, there's no time
busy
to look after yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
And the other thing that can happen with people with a lot of metal energy is one of their gifts is their ability to detach, to step out of a situation.
Okay.
And the problem with, remember we said right at the beginning that we sometimes don't value what we don't notice. And they can detach from who they are as well as detach from situations. So they can sometimes not almost notice who they exist or value themselves. They are brilliant at assessing the value of everything else. And they'll often use numbers to do that. So they'll do measurements to work out the value of something, but they can be blind as to their own value. So that's always a one to watch.
So interesting, so helpful to know this about yourself and apply it.
Yes, yeah. So in a way, the kind of three. So I think there are kind of three things that one really does from this place. Or how would you tackle all the stuff we've talked about? Well, the first one I think is to know yourself, as we say at the Five Institute, to know yourself like never before. to take the vitality test and just get that insight about yourself. Think, okay, I now know myself in a completely different way. I know what to look out for. I know my brilliance, my gifts, and everything like that. So that would be the first step. The second step is to just become more aware of when you are your most brilliant and most active in your energy.
Okay.
So if you are earth energy, you're most brilliant and you're most active in your giving, that will create an imbalance within yourself, your ability to give to yourself. With wood energy, if you're most active and busy with your creation, that will create a problem. So each energy, you look out, when I am my most brilliant, I am not looking after myself or caring for myself. So I have to flip round when I'm, so that's what you do. So that's the second thing. First thing, know yourself like never before. And I think the vitality test is a brilliant way to do that. There is nothing else like it around. I can say that.
Yeah.
My hand and my heart. And it's free. It's a gift to the world because we need this world to up our game. We need to understand each other better. We need to understand ourselves better. All these people, we need to be really the person we're meant to be. And that the vitality test will help you get there. And that's why I give it away completely for free to anybody, because I want that change to happen in the world. We're at, as you know, from your astrology work and your planetary work, we're at a pivotal moment for humanity.
Yes.
Totally pivotal moment. And this is the point at which we choose which direction we go.
Nicholas, if a listener takes the vitality test, which I can tell you all listening is awesome. I printed out the extensive packet of information that comes with your results. Do you offer personal consultations? Would you suggest that someone reaches out to you if they want to have a deeper look at things? What do you advise listeners that want to know more and in connecting with you?
Well, if you want, I'm very happy to work with anybody. That makes me sound a bit like a tart, but
I love it.
But I am. So email me nick@5institute, or I've got my own website, nicholas-haines.com. And do reach out for me. If you want some personal help, we can look at that. Also, at the 5 Institute, we've got lots of information that we build on. The report you get with the vitality test is in-depth. There isn't another layer that you have to, we give you it. We give you that report completely free. And then we've got other material we have there that you can, we've got a book, The Art of Kind and Flowing Relationships. We've got courses, we've got training. Just hang out on our website. We've got a lovely Facebook group. So search, just go to 5 Institute. It'll all be there for you.
And what's next for you, Nicholas, in your work? You were a successful acupuncturist for 35 years, studied in Los Angeles, China. What is next for you?
It's really doing with the 5 Institute. It's really creating a which is what we are doing. In fact, we're getting really creating this kind of global movement where we all create kindness, we look after ourselves, and we look after the planet. So that's why our tagline is your vital life in a kind and sustainable world. That's what we're about.
I feel it deeply that you embody your mission.
Yep. We're here to do that. And it's not just me. We've got a whole group of people, and people like yourself share as well. That's how we don't advertise. We don't promote. We don't do internet marketing. We don't do anything. Everything is just shared from one person to the next.
Wonderful. Wow. Thank you. I'm so blessed to have found you. Nina Kaiser putting us in touch. Thank you, Nina. I'm deeply grateful to know you, Nicholas.
And you too, Lisa. And you too.
Thank you.
Great.
I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much. And thank you everyone for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That concludes my show with Nicholas Haines of the 5 Institute. Learn more about their work at 5institute.com, where you can take the vitality test and learn which of the 5 Chinese energies you have a dominance of, and use that in your life to apply to make changes, keep what works, get rid of what doesn't, and take a deeper look at yourself. I want to thank you all for listening today. I hope you have a wonderful week. I look forward to being with you next week, and all my love.
Indeed, listening is the new reading. With Audible, you can listen to an unlimited amount of books at home, in your car, at the gym, anywhere on the go. With over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. For you, the listener of all things therapy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a month-long subscription for you to try them out. Visit audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy now and enjoy.
Do you want to help yourself and friends find a purpose in life?
Then you are in the right place and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign of patreon.com/allthingstherapy
with Lisa Tahir as she initiates a one-on-one interaction with inspiring authors, healing experts, and spiritual directors.
Join the League of Heroes of this generation by contributing your quota between $1 up to $100 per month
at patreon.com/allthingstherapy.
And let's make the world free of suicide, poverty, depression, and in all, make the world a better place for everyone.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.